This is Jesus and All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
3 John, what's happening? John's third letter is directed not to a group of churches or even one church, but to Gaius, a man John deeply loves. Gaius is a faithful Christian whose hospitality is well known. Traveling missionaries frequently stayed at Gaius's house and then told their home churches about his generosity and love. John wants Gaius to keep doing what he's doing. For John, hospitality towards missionaries is a litmus test of inclusion in God's kingdom, and people like Gaius are co-workers, valuable partners in the mission of Jesus. But not everyone in Gaius's community is as humble and hospitable as he is. Diotrephus refuses to listen to John and other apostles' call for hospitality. He resents their authority, slanders their character, and refuses to welcome their missionaries. Worse still, Diotrephus has some level of authority in Gaius's church. He both threatens and excommunicates those willing to support John's missionaries. Knowing that Gaius would read his letter to everyone in the church, John tells them to imitate the good they see in Gaius and reject the evil of Diotrephus and the men like him. John ends his third letter the same way he ended his last, with the hope of seeing his friends face to face soon. Where is the gospel? John has talked about loving one another in every one of his letters. It's the defining mark of those who know God, and the failure to love your brothers and sisters is the defining mark of those who don't know God. Hospitality towards missionaries is a litmus test of inclusion in God's kingdom. When Jesus first sent out his disciples, the hospitality shown by a town towards them determined whether God's peace or God's judgment would fall. Near the end of Jesus' life, he said that whether or not we show hospitality to the least of these signals our eternal destiny. That's because hospitality isn't just serving others, but Jesus himself. To give or withhold hospitality, especially towards those sent to proclaim the way of Jesus, is to accept or deny that Jesus was sent by God. Fittingly, Jesus revealed himself through his own hospitality. He gave wine to a wedding. He hosted feasts in the desert. He offers his body and blood as a meal to be eaten. And when he finally convinced his disciples that he rose from the dead, it was over a shared meal. Jesus is generous and hospitable to his people. And when his people are hospitable in kind, God shows up. Jesus reveals himself, and we become co-workers and God's chosen partners in the proclamation of Jesus and his gospel. Don't imitate the evil of Diotrephus. Don't invite the judgment Jesus warns against. Instead, love your brothers and be hospitable to your sisters, especially those who have been sent, like Jesus, to proclaim good news. See for yourself. May the Holy Spirit open your eyes to see the God who is generous, and may you see Jesus as our hospitable host, inviting us to a feast of his generosity and love.
Thank you for listening to Jesus and All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.